Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up.
Into the penalty. Lucas, Craig sends it into the net, and Craig may well have taken Tottenham Hotspur into the Champions League.
He has. Tottenham guarantee at least a fourth place finish here in England with a 1-0 win at Manchester City, who've missed out on Champions League football. Marseille have won the French League for the first time in 18 years, and Delhi's preparations for the Commonwealth Games continue to be plagued by delays. But we begin with football. Tottenham have taken the final Champions League qualifying place here in England. They can finish the season no lower than fourth in the table after winning 1-0 at Manchester City, a result which ends their opponents' hopes of playing Champions League football next season. Watching at Eastlands was the BBC's Alistair Bruceball.
Roberto Mancini wasn't able to keep his promise of Champions League football. Instead, it's Harry Redknapp who's taken Tottenham to the promised land, and he was rewarded for his attacking intent. They had to wait until the 82nd minute to seal it. Martin Fulop only able to palm Kabul's driven cross onto the head of Crouch, who guided it into the top corner. Crouch should have won the game well before then, hitting the post with a first half header and seeing Fulop block another after the break. At the other end, Gomez made a couple of decent first half saves, but in the end, City paid for their innate caution. Their time will come, but will that be under Roberto Mancini?
So a special night for Tottenham. Their England striker Jermaine Defoe summed up the achievement.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's been interesting. The lads have put in so much hard work over the course of the season, and it's just, you know, it's just a great feeling tonight. You know, the fans were fantastic again. And I thought it was a great performance to actually come in and win the game. You know, it was special. We came in at half time. You know, I think the first 20 minutes they put us under a lot of pressure. Obviously, you're going to get that. You know, them being at home. Came in at half time and just thought, right, second half we get a little bit more space to actually get the ball down and play instead of going long to Crouchy. I thought we'd done that quite well in the second half. Obviously when we got the goal, you know, we were just delighted with that.
Also in the Premier League, the Europa League finalists Fulham lost 1-0 at home to Stoke. Matthew Etherington with the goal. Marseille have won the French League title for the first time in 18 years. They secured the championship with a 3-1 victory at home to Stade Rennes. Earlier, second place Auxerre had lost 2-1 at Lyon. It means Marseille are 8 points clear with just two games remaining. Philippe Auclair, a football journalist with France Football magazine, says there'd been a sense of anticipation in Marseille ahead of Wednesday's match.
The whole city was getting ready for it, and it's going to be absolutely extraordinary. It's such a liberation for the whole of, not just the club, the fans, but the whole city. They've been waiting for this for so long. And they were expecting it, but it was quite nervy, you have to say, because Rennes, I mean, they lost 3-1 in the end, and you might think, OK, Marseille dominated the game. That was not the case. Marseille really suffered an awful lot, and it was only in the second half that really that we could see OM actually putting their stamp on the game. It was very, very difficult, very nervy again. And you were saying, you know, the favour done by Lyon against Auxerre, you would say also maybe the favour done by Bordeaux over the last few months, actually, because there was one point in this season when you thought that was it. The champions, Bordeaux would be champions again. They had many points ahead. I mean, at some point they were 8-9 points ahead. And they completely collapsed. But Marseille were there, and with the help of a very fine manager, Didier Deschamps, was without a doubt the hero of the season, I think, for Marseille. They got back and they got the title that nobody was hoping for at the beginning of the season, honestly.
France Football Magazine's Philippe Auclair. In Italy, Inter have won the first leg of what would be an unprecedented treble. They've beaten Roma 1-0 in Rome to lift the Italian Cup. Diego Milito with the goal 5 minutes before half-time. Jose Mourinho's side can also capture the Serie A title this season. They're 2 points clear of Roma at the top of the table. And they'll play Bayern Munich in the final of this season's European Champions League. Well, Bayern's playmaker Frank Ribery has lost his appeal against a three-match ban and looks set to miss that showpiece against Inter. Bayern, though, are unhappy with UEFA's ruling and say they'll take their case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Ribery was sent off in the first leg of Bayern's semi-final victory over Lyon. In Spain, Real Madrid have cut Barcelona's lead at the top of the table to a single point following their 4-1 win away to Real Mallorca. That scoreline includes Cristiano Ronaldo's first hat-trick for the club. The Portuguese winger struck in the 26th, 57th and 72nd minutes, cancelling out Aritz Aduriz's opener for Mallorca, which had come just past the quarter hour. Ronaldo had scored twice in a match on 8 previous occasions for Real. Gonzalo Higuain scored the Madrid club's fourth in Mallorca. 2 rounds of fixtures remain now in this season's Primera Liga. At the World 2020 cricket in the Caribbean, Australia beat Bangladesh by 27 runs in Barbados, booking their place in the Super 8. having elected to bat, the Australians slumped to 65 for 6 before recovering to post a score of 141 for 7 from their 20 overs. In reply, Bangladesh were all out for 114. The day's second match will decide the final qualifier for the Super 8 stage. South Africa made 139 for 7 after being put into bat by Afghanistan. In reply, their opponents are 5 for 1 in the second of their 20 overs. The Commonwealth Games Federation has told the organisers of October's Games in Delhi much remains to be done if it's to be ready in time. There are particular concerns about delays in constructing two of the major venues. With more, our sports news correspondent Gordon Farker.
The Commonwealth Games Federation's Coordination Commission has just completed its latest assessment of progress in Delhi and given mixed reviews to the organisers. Last December it identified 70 specific areas of concern. Now it says that's down to 38, but they include the much-delayed main athletics and swimming venues, which are critical at games time. The athlete village is also behind schedule. The CGF says it's imperative that everything be done to accelerate works and that the agencies responsible for venue delivery cooperate fully with the organising committee to ensure the final planning for handover and operations. Overall, it says there remains much to be done to ensure readiness and a cohesive games delivery.
Next here on the BBC World Service to golf, Tiger Woods could lose his status as the world number one at the Players' Championship, which begins in Florida this Thursday. Phil Mickelson will overtake him if he wins at Sawgrass and Woods finishes outside the top five. Tiger Woods has reigned supreme in golf for a record 258 weeks, but his lead in the rankings has shrunk following a well-publicised five-month break from the sport. Mickelson comes into the Players' Championship in good form, having won his third Masters title in April, and the 39-year-old says the honour of being number one would mean a lot to him.
It's every player's goal and intent to strive to be recognized as the number one player in the world relative to the rankings, and it's certainly something that I have been striving for but have not achieved yet, and so it would mean a lot to me. But for me to have a chance to achieve number one, I've got to win.
Phil Mickelson there. Next to tennis, Roger Federer, who's been on the wrong end of some upsets in recent weeks, has won his first match on clay this season, a 6-3, 6-4 victory over Germany's Bjorn Fau at the Estoril Open in Portugal. The world number one will meet Arnaud Clément of France in the quarterfinals, but Federer's just relieved to be winning again.
Well, it's nice, and I think it's also important, looking forward to what's about to come now in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks on clay. So it was nice to get that first one out of the way, and I think it wasn't a bad match. It's never easy, those first round matches. Plus, I played a guy who already played a match here before, and that was my first. So it was kind of tricky, but and I've lost to Bjorn Fau before. Okay, it was maybe 10 or 11 years ago, but it kind of stays with you, and that's why I had a cautious start and then, you know, got rolling a bit and played a good match towards the end.
Roger Federer, well, the women's world number one, Serena Williams, has won her second match at her comeback tournament following almost 4 months out of the sport with a knee injury. She's beaten Germany's Andrea Petkovic at the Italian Open. The 6-2, 3-6, 6-love win puts the younger of the Williams sisters into the last eight. Her elder sibling Venus has also qualified for the quarters. She defeated Shahapir of Israel 6-3, 6-4. Time to remind you of our top sports stories this hour. Tottenham Hotspur have taken the final European Champions League qualifying place here in England. They can finish the season no lower than fourth in the Premier League table after winning 1-0 at Manchester City, a late goal there from Peter Crouch. It's a result which ends their opponents' hopes of playing Champions League football next season. Meanwhile, the French League title has been won for the first time in 18 years by Marseille. They secured the championship with a 3-1 victory at home to Stade Rennes earlier in the day. Second place Auxerre had lost away to Lyon. Plenty more reaction to both of those stories on our website. The address for you, as always, bbcworldservice.com. But that's the sport for now.